Eating is an emotional experience, which is why managing your weight needs to be a psychological one. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
To another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, August 31st edition. We have a loaded 15-game slate on tap. Happy Friday to everyone. Hope everybody has a good weekend, three-day weekend for many out there. So enjoy it, be safe, have fun. But we got 15 games to break down tonight. Let's talk about your totals on this slate. Cubs at Phillies, 8.5. Tigers at Yankees, 8. Brewers at Nationals, 9. Rays at Indians, 7.5. Blue Jays at Marlins, 8.5. Pirates at Braves, 8. Twins at Rangers, 11. Red Sox at White Sox, 9. Angels at Astros, 9. Orioles at Royals, 9.5. Reds at Cardinals, 8.5. Mariners at A's, 8. Diamondbacks at Dodgers, 7.5. Rockies at the Padres, 8.5. Mets at the Giants, 7. So some really good totals there. You have 2, 3, 4, 5, 9 or better. On a 15-game slate, that'll give you something to kind of narrow it down if you want to keep it easy. But lots of ways we can go, as you'd expect on a 15-game slate. Ownership should be pretty spread out for the most part. You have chances of rain in Philadelphia, in Washington, in the Bronx, in Atlanta. It's not heavy chances. All things hope, maybe a late start, random delay, but nothing too crazy there. Wind blowing in Chicago between the Red Sox and the White Sox from right field about 11 miles an hour. In Kansas City, blowing out hard to left field, Baltimore at Royals, and then blowing out to right field, Oakland between Seattle and the A's. So interesting weather to look at. There'll be a lot of good hitting environments as it is still pretty warm across America, especially for some reason in the East Coast right now. But watch the weather, see if that'll help you make your decisions any easier. Now let's get to the pitching on this 15-game slate, and you'd expect a lot of interesting options here, and you got them. Because Luis Severino, who has struggled tremendously, is your high-priced arm against Detroit at 11-3. I'm going to pass. I'm going to try to save some cash. You got Greinke at 11,000 at the Dodgers. I respect the Dodgers enough. Greinke's great. If you're going to pick one of those two guys up top, I'd go Greinke and play GPP-wise because the Dodgers are a lot more intimidating than the Tigers, and you'll get that even bigger upside GPP-type play. But when I'm starting things off, I'm starting with the other guys in the 10,000 and above range. I'm starting with Zach Wheeler at 10-6 at the San Francisco Giants. His original ball club that he was drafted by, he was traded for Carlos Beltran. And yes, I'm still bitter of that till this day. If you listen to the Around the Bases pod, it's come up a couple times this year. I'm not happy about it. But he's faced the Giants once this year, 7 innings, 5 hits, 1 earned, 10 Ks for 30.2 DraftKings points. He has been very, very good this season, especially of late. 21-8, 30.2. How's that Giants game? 14-5, 28-8, 35-4, 27-9, 18-8, 21-3. Model of consistency is a great cash game play tonight, and this Giants team, it just gets easier and easier. Well, nothing's ever easy in baseball, but you've seen how they scored runs against, or didn't score runs against, the D-backs recently. Buster Posey's out for the year, and then last night, if you missed it, Andrew McCutchen was traded to the New York Yankees, so now the 3-4 hitter in the lineup are gone. So it gets better and better for the Giants. They strike out 24% of the time. That's likely to go up with the new additions in the lineup. Maybe Aramis Garcia gets a start, or who knows what they're going to do in the outfield because Steven Duggar's banged up. He's on the DL. So maybe Mac Williamson comes up. There's power there, but a lot more strikeouts. Wheeler only has a 26% R contact rate, which is outstanding. Everything you want about Wheeler is there. He's just in a phenomenal spot. Giants have a 3-7 total. Lefties 325. Righties 275 off Wheeler. And again, the Giants a 298 wOBA, but 135 ISO. And a lot of that was with Posey and McCutchen, and they're gone. So Wheeler at 10-6, he should be the popular play up here, and rightfully so. If you're going up, go to Wheeler and cross your fingers. It's not just one of those random what-the-hell-happened outings. If you want to save $300, you go to the Klubot, Corey Kluber, who's got a massive discount. He's been great at home this year, 2.24 ERA. coming off a rocky start at Cleveland, a rocky start at Boston. If Rocky's 18.3, but then 27.6, 17.6, 40.3, 24.9. He's freshly shaved now, as you've seen. His wife let him stop the bet, so hopefully it's not like Samson in the hair, and he's lost his fire. But he's facing a Tampa Bay team that can be streaky, can be interesting. They do strike out over 22% of the time. Kluber 24%, K rate almost 25%, 45% ground ball rate. You got a Tampa Bay team with a 2.8 total, second lowest on the slate. Lefties 289, righties 305 versus Kluber. So I love the Kluber at 10.3. We haven't seen a price tag like this in a while on Kluber, and that's why I'm thinking we might still get Wheeler at a little bit of a discount ownership wise. A, it's 15 game slate, ownership spread out more often than not. But just the fact that the Klubot is so cheap, people are going to want to go there. We're used to Kluber in the high 10s, 11s, even 12s. You're getting him at 10-3 against the Tampa Bay Rays. You got to like those chances there. But I got Wheeler 1, Kluber 2 up top. We'll throw one more in the 9K and above range. And it'll be Mike Fiers at $9,600 at home against the Seattle Mariners. The A's got beat up by the Mariners last night. Fiers looks to take the hill and save the day. He's faced them once recently. 6 innings, 6 hits, 2 earned. 5 Ks for 19.9 DraftKings points. He's been outstanding since becoming a member of the A's, a 1.47 ERA at home, a 1.42 ERA on the road. Really, really good stuff with Fiers. You know, recently 24-6, 34, 19-9, 23-6. He's been outstanding in 4 straight starts with the A's. So I have no problem going back to him against Seattle. Seattle's pesky. Like I said, you saw it last night. They do strike out 20% of the time, so not a huge strikeout team. But Fiers really on the season hasn't been a huge guy. He's been much better with the A's for some reason. Maybe the pitching staff. We've talked about it many times on this show and other shows. You get a different pitcher in a different environment with a different pitching staff, and they work on things that you didn't realize you maybe had. That makes it a lot better. So Fiers has looked great. 40% ground ball rate. There is a little bit of hard contact, which is concerning. Seattle has a 3.17 total, just barely above the Giants. Lefties 342, righties 338. A lot of that was with the Tigers because, again, with the A's, he's been very, very good. Not saying Seattle couldn't be a sticky GPP play, but Fiers 96, if you don't want to go all the way to the top, can be in play for you. So in your 9K above, I got Wheeler 1, Kluber 2, Fiers 3, just kind of where you want to go price point-wise, but big-time Wheeler fan tonight, I think that's the way to go on this slate. Michael Kopech's at 91. I'm not ready to pay that much for him just yet. The guy's electric. Maybe he gets it done. He's facing his original team in the Boston Red Sox. Go knock yourself out if you'd like. You got Nate Eovaldi at $8,800. Nate Eovaldi has been an absolute disaster of late. Absolute disaster. He hasn't faced Chicago yet this year. He's been really bad on the road with the Red Sox in 3 road starts. A 7.71 ERA compared to a 1.77 and 3 home starts. It's been a mess. Pedro Martinez apparently met with him over the week and helped work on some things in the bullpen. Pedro said he saw some things that he was doing, maybe tipping his pitching, or tip pitches, or not releasing the right way and the follow-through and all those kind of things. The pitching mechanics can go deep, deep, deep. So Pedro saw something. They worked together, and he's pretty pumped on the results he saw, so we'll see if it pans out. So the reason I mention Eovaldi, because I already told you, struggles on the road. He's been a mess just period of late. He's got things getting worked on, so who knows if it's fixed. But he is facing the Chicago White Sox, who strike out over 25% of the time. He's got a 46% ground ball rate. You know how bad the White Sox are. They have a 4.1 team total, lefties 324, righties 281. So if you want to take the gamble at 88, you definitely can go there. If you're still super concerned with them, it's a 15-game slate. Don't worry about it. Let's look at Andrew Suarez, $7,800 for the Gigantes, going up against the New York Mets, a Mets team that's been really, really bad on the season versus left-handed pitching, really, really bad. You got Suarez, who has a 3.39 ERA at home compared to 5.55 on the road, so averaging 16.4. DraftKings points per start at home. His last home start was against Texas, 26.2. He had a 9.1 against Pittsburgh, but then a 12.1 against Milwaukee, a 9.7, a 17.3. Very, very hit and miss. I kind of like him for cash games especially, but he's got GPP upside at $7,800 because it's a Mets team that strikes out 25% of the time versus lefties. He's got that almost 21% K rate, 52% ground ball rate, does give up some hard contact, so the Mets batters could be sneaky. Then again, it's AT&T Park. So you got to remember that factor. The Mets have a 3.3 team total, third lowest on the slate, which is pretty impressive. Lefties 252, righties 375, and I mentioned how they've struggled versus lefties. A 286 wOBA and a 125 ISO on the season. So Suarez at $7,800 could be a nice play. Honestly, I usually don't do it on huge slates. I do it more on small slates. But if you want to get really weird, you could stack Wheeler and Suarez. to stack the pitchers in that game and go get bats elsewhere. I think it gives you 14 games to pick bats from. I don't hate that tonight because both pitchers are facing just dreadful teams right now, and maybe one of the teams wakes up or something and it happens, but I don't think it's the worst thing you can do on this slate if you're trying to differentiate. It's the best, one of the best games to target, and it only makes sense now that you know you look at it. They have a total of 7. It's the lowest total on the entire board. Baseball does not think runs, or Vegas, or whoever's making the lines, does not think runs are going to be scored in San Francisco tonight. Baseball's crazy. Things could change. But on paper, looks pretty tasty. Austin Gomber of the St. Louis Cardinals, $7,700. Our boy STL Cup of Joe's boy, coming off an outstanding start, 23.9 at Colorado. He had a hiccup at the Dodgers. That happens. Only gave up 2 earned in 5 innings, but struck out 4 for 9.3. But a 25-3 against the Nats, 17-7 at Kansas City. His last 4 starts have been really, really good after kind of, you know, hitting and missing it, seeing what happens. Now he faces a Reds team that does strike out 21% of the time versus lefties. He's a minus 210 favorite against the Reds. He does have a little bit of a walk issue, about a 12% walk rate. That's his deal. He gets a lot of fly balls. Only a 35% ground ball rate. So slight concerns. If this was a Great American Small Park, I'd be really, really concerned. But it's not. It's at home against the Reds. Lefties 346, righties 379, small sample. But the Reds have like a 3-4 team total. It's fourth lowest on the slate. So they can't be completely ignored in this matchup. At $7,700, Gomber is in a really interesting spot at home against the Red Legs. Last guy here I'm going to mention is Mike Leake at $7,000 at the Oakland A's. I love the hell out of the A's offense. They were very disappointing last night. But you got to look at Leake right now just for the fact he's been pitching really, really well and really, really quietly. In 3 starts against the A's this year, 20 2/3, 4 earned, 13 Ks and 17.7 DraftKings points on average. If anything, I just like his stability. 11.3, 28.2, 12.1, 13.6, 10.1, 11.9, 14.7. That's a stretch of 7 straight starts of double digits or more. Very, very consistent. Little bit of upside. That's the only reason why it's not a great GPP play. But maybe cash. Just go give me those double digits and I move on. You'd like a little more for 7K, but it is there. It's an A's team that strikes out almost 22% of the time versus righties. Leake's got a 49% ground ball rate, but only a 15% K rate. So that's why it's not ideal. The A's are still a very potent offense with a 4.3 team total. Lefties 385, righties 338, but cheapies on this slate don't come around very often, so Mike Leake at 7 is one you can look at. So in your 7 and 8K range, I got Suarez 1, Gomber 2, Eovaldi 3, Leake 4, if you're looking around there. Now I got a couple guys below 7K, and they're not flashy at all. I got Brad Keller of the Kansas City Royals. Again, wind blowing out hard and right, and I really respect what the Orioles bats have been doing lately. They're sneaky good. Their value on the nightly, we'll get to them later, but Mancini and company have been very, very good. Keller, 13-1, 19-1, 22.2 his last 3. Definitely showing lights of maybe figuring things out, but he's young, so hiccups will come. Kind of pick your poison there. But it is a Baltimore team that strikes out 24% of the time. Keller is a minus 130 home favorite. It's not bad for $6,700. Got a 54% ground ball rate, which is really, really nice. But the Orioles have a 4.5 team total. Lefties 348, righties 303. But again, just a 307 wOBA, 165 ISO. Nothing crazy from the Orioles. So Brad Keller could be a punt you're looking at. The other one, Germán Márquez. Talk about a letdown last night. San Diego's not good, people. But maybe they're figuring it out as they get younger and things develop. That happens. But we got Antonio Sensatella at $5,600. He's a very, very up and down pitcher. He's faced San Diego 4 times this year, but it's pretty much been out of the bullpen. He's back to the rotation now. In his last few starts, like a minus 2.9 against the Cardinals at home, then 5.1 on the road, but then 16-7 at St. Louis, 21-4 against Oakland, 11-8 at Arizona, a 0.1, but then a 26, a 19-1, a 5.7. So it's very up and down, but he's got that 20-plus point upside, which you don't often get for a $5,700 or $5,600 pitcher. So if he shows up, he can just slice and dice his Padres team. But we've also seen by looking at his game longs and how he's pitched, slicing and dicing can also go the other directions with Sensatella. San Diego is strikes out 26% of the time versus righties. Sensatella is not a huge K guy, but a 45% ground ball guy. Does give up some hard contact, which you would kind of expect. San Diego's team total is 4.15, which isn't bad, but for $5,600, again, not horrible. Lefties 326, righties 354, but 287 wOBA, 128 ISO. They have struggled all season first pitching period, but right-handed pitching especially. So go give Sensatella a look at 56. It's risky. It's very risky, but it's also in a great spot and a great it's a great lineup to match up against and all the good stuff you want to hear. So down below, I actually got Sensatella 1 and Keller 2. Recapping your pitching real quick. Up top, I got Wheeler 1, Kluber 2, Fires 3. In the middle, I got Suarez 1, Gomber 2, Eovaldi 3, Leak 4. Down below, Sensatella and Brad Keller. Let me tell you about a few things we got going on with esportsdegens.com. If you're playing NFL DFS and you're looking for a discount, one of the greatest new packages for your NFL DFS lineups, it is the quantedge.com. It is a great way to play fantasy sports because they have a great lineup optimizer. They have wide receiver cornerback tools. They have injury tools. They have so much going on there. They have articles, podcasts. They have betting stuff. They have it all. Great guys with great information. Really, really cheap. I said it before. I don't like to pay for picks, but you're not paying for picks with these guys. They have picks there. You're paying for the tools. They have amazing tools. Once you listen to like the 2-point conversion NFL DFS podcast and other things, you go check out the Quant Edge and you use the information you have and you make your lineups and get the extra help to help you differentiate from people you're on the fence about. And today is the last day for 10% off of a package deal, a season pass. So you'll get the $99 season pass. Use promo code BENCHED, BENCHED, and you'll get it for $89. It is a great deal. I highly recommend it. TheQuantEdge.com. 10% off a season pass. It expires tonight at midnight. But use promo code BENCHED, BENCHED. I wouldn't wait. I'd get on it. If you like to use lineup optimizers and stuff, this is the one for you. So go check it out. TheQuantEdge.com. Promo code BENCHED, BENCHED, for 10% off your season pass. Now let's get into the bats on this slate. Starting out at the catcher's position. You know, Wilson Ramos versus Jose Quintana is very, very sexy at $4,800 if you're paying up that much, which usually you're not. Ronnie Chirinos at home against the lefty Gonzalez at 41 definitely has some appeal there in a matchup where the ball should be flying. The Rangers have a 4.75 team total, second highest on the slate. Super small sample, super, super small sample. But lefties in the small sample hitting 730, righties 456 off Stephen Gonzalez, 730, 456. That's pretty good. He's had a rocky start. Great, great prospect pedigree, great in the minors. Hasn't quite figured it out in the bigs just yet. Now he's going to Texas, Coors Light these days. It used to be at Arizona, but now Texas has taken over the Coors Light mantle. Going below 4K, you got like Francisco Cervelli versus Anibal Sanchez, maybe. Salvi Perez versus Andrew Kashner. I do like that quite a bit at $3,900. Royals have a team total of 5. We have 6 teams of totals of 5 or more. We have 9 teams of 4.5 or more. So lots of offense tonight. Royals total of 5. Lefties 365. Righties 349 versus Kashner. So Salvi Perez at 39. Definitely a nice play. Again, wind blowing out. Good to left field in that matchup. So he could be a solid look for you there. Going down a little farther, though, maybe a Tom Murphy if he's catching for Colorado at 37 with some upside. Omar Navarez at 36 versus Eovaldi could be very, very nice because if Eovaldi's off, Omar and the Sox could have a big, big night and help some GPP swings. Switch hitting Tucker Barnhart versus Gomber at 35 could be in play for you there. Chris Iannetta at 34 against Kennedy if he started instead of Murphy is worth a look. Go down a little farther, maybe a Jorge Alfaro, if he gets to start for Philadelphia at 31 instead of Ramos, get a discount there and a great matchup versus Quintana. Michael Perez of Tampa Bay's 2,900 versus Kluber, not really looking to target Kluber, is a discount. Josh Fegley at 29 versus Mike Leake is also a guy you could look at in that matchup. Sandy Leone's 28 versus Kopech, not sure I want to target Kopech, but that's a cheapie there from him. Caleb Joseph is $2,700 versus Keller. I like that as a punt play. And Jeff Mathis, we know, will catch Greinke. He's 27 versus Ryu. So there's a couple $2,700 guys if you just want to punt the position completely. Go right ahead with Joseph and Mathis. Now to the first base position. You got Mikey Carpenter versus Homer Bailey. Outstanding play here. The Cardinals at 5.15 team total. It is the fifth highest on the slate. Lefty's 378, righty's 395 versus Homer. So Carp is obviously in play. Rizzo's interesting at 52, but give me some Goldie at 5K. Goldie went to Ding Dong City last night. Could do so against Ryu again this evening. Dropping below 5K at the first base position. You like Mats Muncy is interesting, but it's cranky. Not running up through that. You got Freddie Freeman versus Tyon at 46. Could be very interesting. Kendrys Morales at 46. But go like Joey Gallo at 45 versus the youngster Gonzalez in the Minnesota bullpen. Get some upside there. Jose Martinez versus Homer Bailey at 44. Get a bit of a discount. He's first base outfield eligible. and he's been hitting the ball really, really well of late. So run that streak while you can. Going down even farther, maybe a Yonder Alonso at 42, but Glasnow's been respectable, and they got Tampa bullpen, so that's interesting. Bellinger's 42. Switch hitting Carlos Santana's 42 versus Quintana. I can dig that one quite a bit in that matchup. You know, Philly, haven't mentioned them yet, but 4.35 team total. Lefties 277, but righties 367 off Quintana. But you look at like a guy like Miguel Sano, first base, third base eligible, tons of power, $4,100 for Strew Hutchinson. Minnesota's got a 5.25 team total, fourth highest on the slate. Lefties 345, and righties are hitting 417, so some reverse splits off Hutchinson. So Miggy Sano in that environment could definitely enjoy that warm weather and that great matchup at $4,100. So don't sleep on that kind of stuff. That's a great value compared to those guys up top. And then Trey Mancini against Keller. Really liking Mancini. Been rolling that dice with him lately. If you've been in the Slack chat, we all have. Baltimore 4.5 team total, ninth best on the slate. Lefties 348, righties 303. But ride the hot streak of Mancini, first base outfield eligible, wind blowing out, good hitting weather in Kansas City. Getting there around 4K and below now. I got Justin Smoke. He's starting to heat up. You know, Morales was the guy a week ago. In the last few games, Smoke's gone back-to-back games with homers, 18 and 19 in those two. Maybe he's heating up. Get him at 4,100 versus Danny Straley. Can take a look at that. Matt Davidson at 39 in a GPP if you need to save some cash. Ryan O'Hearn, talked about him on Bench with Bubba episode 117 last night with Eric Cross of Fantrax. Ryan O'Hearn averaging 8.4 his last 10, 4-2, but then 16, 19, 0, 13, 14, 0, 16. So it's a big-time upside at $3,900, again facing Andrew Cashner in a good hitting environment. He's been hitting in the middle of that Royals lineup. No one really talks about him because no one really knows who he is. That's what we talked about on Bench with Bubba last night. He wasn't like a major prospect by any means, but left-handed bat. They traded Lucas Duda to Atlanta. It's his job right now. He's going to get everyday run. Again, in a good matchup for Cashner, he'll get overlooked tonight, and he'll give you some nice pivots right there. Same with Matt Olson at 39. Nice price tag versus Mike Leake. Leake's been good, or better, as we talked about earlier, but Olson at 39 does bring some upside for you there. Matt Adams, first base outfield at 38. It's kind of been quiet since going to the Cardinals, but a good spot there versus Bell, or against Bailey if he's in the lineup. You know, if you go down farther, maybe a Brandon Belt at 3060 if you want to get weird. Like a Neil Walker, first base, second base at 3600. The Yankees have the highest team total, just below 6. Lefties 323, righties 325 versus Jordan Zimmerman. So a Neil Walker at 36 does bring some value to you at the position. It's going to be loaded, 15-game slate, tons of guys at all positions. So check your lineups and see what else pops up, but you can definitely get some value on this slate. You know, Miggy Snow, Ryan O'Hearn, it's different guys that people are going to look at. Definite value. Second base, Javi Baez, absolutely love him no matter who he's facing. Pivetta, I respect, but 5,300 for Baez is in play every night of the week. Jose Altuve at 48 versus Barria is very, very nice. Remember, when we talk about Barria, reverse splits guy, a lot of power to right-handed bats. The Astros have the third highest team total of 5.4. Lefties 302, righties 391. So Altuve keeps hitting the baseball really, really well. $4,800 in play for you. Whit Merrifield versus Cashner, second base outfield, 47 is steep for Whit, but he's been getting it done, averaging 11.4 his last 10, 3-8 in his last two, but then 21 and 12, a 4, a 16, a 14. If you're stacking the Royals, maybe a Salvi, Hearn, Merrifield, will be very, very different for one, and it gives you some interesting upside. Again, they have a team total of 5, but people just don't like the Royals, and it's a great hitting environment tonight and a great matchup for Cashner. Cashner does tend to piss people off at times because he'll just give up a little bit, not a lot, so be careful. But it is a great spot for the Royals if you want to be different. I don't hate it at all. Like DJ LeMahieu has been hot. Ruggie Odor at 45 in that matchup versus Gonsalves, like that quite a bit as a decent savings at 4,500. Going down, you got like Ozzy Albies, Jed Lowry at 43 versus Leak, like that a lot. Daniel Murphy at 43 is in play for you. Travis Shaw, second base, third base at 42. Tanner Roark's been okay. At the same time, the Brew Crew have a 4.42 team total. Lefties 310, righties 338. Travis Shaw could be a guy to target in that matchup. Alberto Mondesi's $4,200 for the Royals, second base shortstop. Had a big 32-point game his last time out. 32, 17, and 15 in his last three. Back-to-back games with homers. He hits bombs. He steals bases. This kid is just doing it all right now. So Alberto at 42 is in play for you on this night's slate. Getting down even farther, like Yoan Moncada at 41 is interesting versus Nate Eovaldi. I do like me some Johnny VR at 41. You get that value. He's been getting on and stealing bags, averaging 10.6 his last 10, 12, 20, 19, 9 in his last 4, a couple zeros and a 24, but 9 or more in 4 straight for Johnny VR. Gets on base. You know, Keller's a big ground ball guy we talked about. So if VR can get on and use his speed, that is something you can definitely utilize in a matchup like that. Farther down, like Luis Urias at 3,900 versus Cincinnati is not bad. Luis Gurriel at 39 versus Straley, like both of those. Switch hitting to Drupal Cabrera at second base shortstop. If you want to go below 4K at the second base position, that's not a bad play versus Quintana at 3,900 bucks. Middle of the Phillies order versus Quintana, I can dig that. David Fletcher, second base, third base for the Angels at 38 versus Valdez, not horrible. Jeff McNeil at 38 is interesting. Robbie Cano is only 38 versus Mike Fiers. He had a nice night last night. Got you at 12 DraftKings points in that matchup in a good spot again tonight. A little farther down, there's going to be guys we're going to miss. That's why join us in the Slack chat for any questions. I can't go over every single guy at 1,500 bucks. It's just not going to happen. Again, Brad Miller at 32 could be a punt for you as well. Third base, you got Bregman at 56. He's just awesome right now. Carpenter at 54. Third base, always loaded. Jose Ramirez at 53. I'd still go Carpenter or Bregman over Jose. You got Arenado versus Kennedy in a really good spot there at 5K. If Eugenio Suarez is healthy, he's always a good GPP play versus a lefty. But Bregman and Carpenter, the two high-priced guys, those are the two guys you want to target if you're going to the top. If not, you like a Matty Chapman at 47 or Miguel Andujar at 46. Those are both really good plays if you want to take a step down at the position. A step down price-wise. You got Anthony Rendon at 44. I talk about him like every podcast. If you guys haven't figured it out yet, I like him. He just went deep again his last time out. He's averaging 9.8 his last 10. 18, 24, 5, 13 in his last 4. Just a really, really good ball player. Doesn't get the love he deserves. Moustakas and Shaw, 43 and 42. If you're stacking the Brew Crew, I'd go that direction. If not, go to Rendon right there. Sliding on down, though, you know, the Todd Father versus lefty, you could look at that. I do like the Miguel Sano, first base, third base at 4,100. Switch hitting Jerks and Profar, third base, shortstop at 41. Could be a play for you as well if you're taking Texas and fading Gonzalez. Not a horrible move. You got Beltre versus Gonzalez at 3,900 bucks if you want some savings. Beltre's been super inconsistent, but someone you can take a look at. Yoan Camargo at 38 versus Taillon. Yomer Sanchez at 38 versus Eovaldi. A couple interesting GPP-type plays. Not running to play them, but they're there. David Boat and Colin Moran, 37 and 36 respectively. A little bit okay plays. Yaimer Candelario at 36 for Severino. If you think Severino's going to be off, you get massive discounts with the Chicago White Sox. Or Detroit Tigers. Sorry, Detroit Tigers. Taylor Ward of the Angels, only 3,500 versus Valdez. Gives you a little bit of savings right there. And then Kyle Seager's only 3,400 bucks versus Fiers. Way too cheap for the upside at a GPP. He's like Timmy Beckham, the way they're disrespecting him. He's not going to have good nights every night, but he's too talented for that price point in a GPP because he has double dong upside at that price. Shortstop, Bregman, 56. Yes, Baez, 53. Talked about them already. Lindor's not bad. Machado is crushing everything. I think he's a great GPP play versus Greinke. I respect the hell out of Greinke, but Machado went deep again yesterday. He has 5 homers in his last 10. He's averaging 13.1 in his last 10. 19, 14, 14, 16, 21. That's his last 5. Couple twos and a 20 and a 14. He's crushing it at 4,900 bucks. So great play there. Trevor Story's interesting at 45. Carlos Correa eventually will get the power going. Just hasn't shown up yet. Miguel Gonzalez, though, outfield shortstop at 42 versus Barria, like that. Alberto Mondesi at 42. Talked about him. Two good lower 4K guys there. Same with Jerks and Profar at 41. Jose Peraza against Gomber at 41. If you're stacking Cincinnati to fade Gomber, I do like that at 4,100. Paul DeJong at 41 versus Bailey is also a play, as you can fade Bailey all day long. Going below 4K now, you got like Marcus Semien at 39, Luis Gurriel at 39, Drupal Cabrera, who we talked about at 39, so a couple nice plays for you there. Elvis Andrus versus Gonzalez at 38. If you want a cheaper piece of Texas, you can go that direction. Maybe a Freddie Galvis at 36. He shouldn't be playing too much. But Ari Adrianza, I talk about him all the time. He's in the lineup. Take advantage of it. He's 3,500 bucks. Went deep yesterday. He's got 2 homers in his last 10, 16 points last night. So Adrianza at 35 is not a bad one. And I like Amad Rosario. If you're not using Andrew Suarez, Rosario leading off at 35 does bring you some upside in that matchup. And then other than that, you know, Tim Beckham's down there versus Keller. 3,100 bucks versus a average at best pitcher with the wind howling out to left field. Tim Beckham's third base shortstop eligible at $3,100. There's definitely, that's one of the better punts on the slate. Like, he could put up a fat zero with four Ks, but that's way too much upside of that matchup. We've talked about it already. The Orioles have a team total of 4.5. Lefties 348, righties 303. Keller gives up a lot of hard contact, so keep an eye on that one. Heading to the outfield, you know, I got Trout in a great spot versus Valdez. Obviously an awesome play. Christian Yelich is hitting everything under the sun right now at $5,800. Like, the last 10 games, he's averaging almost 17 points. It is ridiculous what Christian Yelich is doing right now. So enjoy it while you can at $5,800. Blackman versus Kennedy is interesting at 55. You got your Red Sox guys as usual. Slide out Cargo at 51 versus Kennedy is also a very interesting play for you there. Justin Upton at 48, maybe not. But sliding on down to the mid-fours now. Whit Merrifield, talked about him already. Kay with the Chris Davis is down to $4,700. He's been quiet for a couple days, so his price drops. Enjoy the discounts because he could hit anybody and everybody at any given time. So GPPs, he's always live at $4,700. Guys like Juan Soto against Chacin at 46. Lefties can hit Chacin very, very well, so keep him in mind. Got Tyler O'Neill at 46 versus Bailey, has some upside for sure in that matchup. Ronald Acuna keeps hitting everybody. He's 4,500. Mentioned Joey Gallo at 45 earlier in your GPPs for sure. Rhys Hoskins at 45 versus Quintana is outstanding. We know the righties versus Quintana has been a big, big thing this year, so keep that in mind. And Jose Martinez at 44 as well versus Homer Bailey. A couple nice-looking plays for you there. Going down even farther now, like a Max Kepler versus Hutchinson. I absolutely love it. $4,300. Pretty cheap piece of Minnesota against Hutchinson at 43. Really nice looking play for you right there. Going down even farther now, like a Nelly Cruz versus Fires at 43 is a discount. Marvin Gonzalez at 42. We've talked about that already. Even farther down now, like a Roman Quinn possibly versus Quintana at 42. Quinn's been playing really, really well. I looked at him recently as a switch hitter. Tons of speed in the minors. We knew about it. He's averaging 10.2 his last 10. 23, 0, 12, 16, 13, 8, 17. So 8 or more in 7 straight, 6 of 7. Really good stuff there. He's getting on, stealing bags, scoring runs. So Roman Quinn at 42 does bring you a discount. Daniel Polka is always a good GPP power play at 41. Same with Trey Mancini. So a couple good guys here at the low 4s. You can definitely pick on the pitchers with tonight. Dropping down even farther, like an Adam Jones at 4K is in play in that matchup, especially if you're stacking Baltimore. Corey Dickerson at 39 is always worth a look. Nicky Delmonico at 39 is hitting second yesterday. He's hitting good in the order. He's not a bad pivot play for the White Sox. Greg Allen versus Glasnow, probably not tonight. Harrison Bader, another big night last night, $3,900 versus Homer Bailey. 14 points as he went to Ding Dong City. So he's an interesting one there at that price point versus Homer Bailey. A little farther down, like a Stephen Piscotty maybe up there. And Billy McKinney, 39 for Toronto versus Dan Straley. We're getting towards the top of the order with some upside for you. Jake Cave, if he cracks the Minnesota lineup, you get a $3,800 bat in that atmosphere. Can't sleep on that one. Farther down you go, Steven Souza versus the lefty at $3,800 is always worth a look. Nomar Mazara at 37. I think that's a great discount for the power that Mazara brings to the dish versus Gonzalez. I'll take that all day at $3,700. That's way too cheap in that matchup. My goodness. But going down even farther now, the mid threes and below, maybe a Brett Phillips at 36 versus Cashner if you want to get really weird. Nick Williams probably not playing versus Quintana at 36. Mikey Montuk not playing him versus Severino. All these call ups coming up, the bottom gets really foggy really quick. A lot of different dudes out here. But, you got Nico Goodrum's 33 versus Severino in a GPP. Goodrum took Betances deep last night for the Tigers' win, so you can take a look at that. Got Ben Gamble's 32. Not a lot of guys I'm running to play down here, so check your lineups value-wise and see what pops up. It's kind of like 3,500 and above in the outfield. Maybe get your value elsewhere. Recapping your pitching real quick on this slate up top. Wheeler 1, Kluber 2, Fires 3. In the middle, you got Suarez 1, Gomber 2, Eovaldi 3, Leak 4. Down below, Sensatella and Brad Keller. Again, 9 totals of 4.5 or more. You got Yankees, Rangers, Astros, Twins, Cardinals, Royals, Red Sox, Indians, Nationals, Orioles. There's a lot you could do there, especially like the Orioles, the Royals we loaned, and then I love the Twins and Rangers, obviously. But a lot to definitely dig into on this slate. Join us in the Slack chat. I can't recommend it enough. Sometimes it's quiet because no one has questions to ask, but if there's questions, we will be in there, and it is active. So come join us and get some of the help you need to keep winning. We had some big winners a couple nights ago, so keep it coming. Looking at your BVP, Ryan Zimmerman, 6-for-22 with a double and two homers off Jalys Chacin. Jonathan Scope, 2-for-4, two homers off Tanner Roark. Nothing super sample, but it's there. Carlos Santana and Rhys Hoskins have taken Jose Quintana deep. Rizzo, 2-for-4, the homer, small sample. A lot of small samples tonight. Kendrys Morales, 4-for-9 with a double and two homers off Dan Straley. Nothing. Miguel Sano, 2-for-3 with a homer off Drew Hutchinson. That's what we like to see. Small sample, though. A lot of small samples tonight. My goodness, there's nothing out here. Matt Adams, 8-for-12 with a double and a homer off Homer Bailey. Bader, Adams, DeJong, Jose Martinez have all homered off Bailey. Yadi Molina's taken the deep three times. Yadi's 19-for-47, three doubles, three homers. That's 404 average. Matt Carpenter, 19-for-42, four doubles, a 452 average. So there's some samples for you. Matt Chapman, 4-for-11, two doubles and a homer off Mike Leake. Johnny Lucas hitting 426, 20-for-47, three doubles and two homers. And Chris Davis, 6-for-22 with a double and a homer off Mike Leake. That is nice. Ben Gamel, Gene Segura, and Kyle Seager have all taken Mike Fiers deep. Cameron Maben and Cano have taken him deep twice. Jock Jams, Justin Turner, Chris Taylor, Matt Kemp have all taken Greinke deep. Grandal and Bellinger have taken him deep twice. Paul Goldschmidt, 10-for-23, three doubles and two homers off Hyungjin Ryu. That's 435 average. AJ Pollock's hitting 370, 10-for-27, two doubles and a triple. Will Myers taking Senzatella deep. And that'll do it for your BVP on the slate. And that'll do it for Quick Hits. Big 15-game slate on tap. Lots going on. Again, hit us up on Twitter at TheSportsDegens, TheSportsDegens.com. I am at BDIntric. Check us out in the Slack chat again with all your questions. Go check out TheQuantEdge.com to get the last day of the 10% off with promo code BENCHED, BENCHED. It's a great, great way to get your NFL DFS lineups ready to rock and roll. Lots going on. Go check out Around the Base with Bubba Mo, episode 78, as Mo and I really dug into the playoff races, and that was really good stuff there. Did two bets with Bubba's last night, 117 with Eric Cross of Fantrax, doing a lot of fantasy baseball. The McCutchen trade happened during the podcast. You get the live reaction and thoughts. We got Arizona Fall League, September call-ups, tons of other waiver wire ads there. Bench with Bubba, 118 with Heath Caps of Fake Teams, talking about the recent NFL news and how it affects your fantasy football teams, and a tight end breakdown to finish up our positional previews. So a lot going on there. So much more coming on at TheSportsDegens. Tons and tons of article. Andrew Cooper came out with his fourth installment of his draft guide. This was the late round targets to go look at. You have Andrew McClintock just came out with the five things to not do in your dynasty drafts. Really good piece there. There's so much more. I'm probably forgetting things. Francisco's got the Italia Serie A stuff. Go to TheSportsDegens.com. Check it all out. Go to iTunes. Give the podcast a rate and review. More importantly, have a good weekend, a fun weekend. Enjoy your three-day weekend if you got one. Stay safe. Don't be dumb. Don't drink and drive. But enjoy the weekend. I'll be back with you on Monday. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, August 31st edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.